Welcome to the Barth Calderon Wealth Protector Podcast. Our founder, Harry Barth, and his son, Brad, are top speakers on asset protection and estate planning to many incredible groups across the country, including the Women Presidents Organization, Vistage, the Young Presidents Organization, the California Apartment Association, and many more. And now, here is your host, Paul Hitchcock.
Hi, everybody. This is Paul Hitchcock with the estate and asset protection planning firm Barth Calderon. Welcome to Wealth Protector TV, or you might be listening here on our Wealth Protector radio show podcast. I'm here with my colleague, Bill Black. Bill, can you hear me okay?
I can. Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, thanks for coming. So Bill's got a great background. Bill is one of our business planners here, and Bill is the founder and host of Exit Coach Radio, which is another big AM show broadcast from Los Angeles and a podcast show. And Bill, his entire career has worked with owners, helping them growing the value of their business, exiting the business, and a lot of other things. So Bill, I know you do a ton of workshops and we talk a lot offline. And for this episode here, we want to talk about what you are hearing from owners in the workshops you're putting on. Hot button issues, what are they talking about? So let's just jump right into that.
Sure, Paul. Yeah, over the last 20 years, I've done a lot of work with business owners, especially those that are saying, you know, I know how I got into this business. I'm not so sure how I'm going to get out of it. And what I find is a lot of them have common issues. It doesn't matter whether it's a service business, a manufacturing business, professional services, whatever it happens to be. There's some common issues that are coming up. And I think it has to do with the fact that an awful lot of business owners are reaching what I call the retirement red zone. They're within 5 to 10 years of thinking about, you know, my friends are retiring from their jobs. How am I going to get out of my business or at least get some of my life back? Right. And I found it boils down to five plans that we ultimately do. These are the five most requested plans. And to make it easy, I've just called these plans Plan A, B, C, D, and E. Plan A is...
Bill, even a guy like me can understand that.
Okay, yeah, I try to keep them simple here, Paul. Plan A would be the plan that is on your terms, how you hope for that it's going to happen. And there are three elements to any good exit plan. The first is timing, when you want to be leaving behind your business or leaving behind at least most of the heavy day-to-day work of your business. So it's timing. The second T in plan A would be your treasure, what you want or need to get out of your business financially. And the third is your target, who you want to sell your business or transition your ownership of your business to. Now, that could be a family member or members. That could be an employee or an employee group, or maybe all employees. Those are insider transactions. Or it could be an outsider where you want to sell it to someone who's not currently related to or working in your business.
Right.
So working, you know, having that plan work on your terms is what I call plan A. That's the alpha plan. That's what everybody hopes will happen.
Right.
Now, from there, we always know whenever we have a plan A, we need a plan B, our backup plan. And the backup plan needs to come into play if, let's say, you want to sell to an outsider, but there's no market for your business, or your business is not showing well, or people just aren't buying it, or your key employee decides they want to leave and start their own business, and you're left behind with no plan. So you don't want to get 3 or 4 years into plan A and then find out things have changed. You want to always have a plan B for your plan A. It's very critical.
So is the plan B necessarily always integrated in plan A? So is it kind of one big comprehensive plan with, you know, these different options?
Yeah, it's when you think of looking at your GPS, it's that alternative route. You know, that says this one takes 4 minutes longer, but at least you know it's there.
Got it.
It's important. So the problem is a lot of people think of plan A, they get 3 or 4 years into a 5-year plan, and then something happens. Their kids don't want to work there anymore, or they're proving that they can't run the business, or the outside buyer comes along and they're not ready for that, or the opposite of that. The outside buyer doesn't come along and they need to figure out what their continuation is going to be. And that brings us to plan C, Paul, which is the continuation plan. What happens if the business doesn't transition or sell? How can the owner get some of their life back? What I hear a lot of people telling me is, you know, ultimately, if this doesn't work out, I just want to go from overtime president to part-time chief executive of the company, chairman of the board, chief, I call it chief value builder. Yeah. And I tell people, you know, this is a role you should be taking anyways. Take back the ownership of your business, do less of the day-to-day, and make your business more valuable.
Yeah, so no, I hear you talk about that a lot. And, you know, I hear you say that very few business owners actually kind of think about that. It's not, it just doesn't pop up naturally. So it's always a meaningful discussion to have is, you know, things aren't really going the way you initially planned. What's your role? And, you know, how do you see yourself? It's kind of an introspection about, you know, them, you know, as a person and how they want to run their business going forward.
Yeah, that role change, that transition is one of the most difficult things for owners who have been doing the same, working their business the same way for 10, 15, 20 years. And now they realize they need to do something else to step aside and actually make themselves less meaningful to the day-to-day operations of the business. Because after all, if they do sell their company or transition out, they're not going to be doing all of those tasks that they do. So it really takes some introspection and figuring out what is it that I do? What are all the things that I do? And figuring out what can I get off of my plate now? What should I be moving off of my plate eventually so that I can act as solely as the owner of this business and perhaps do that on a part-time basis? Those are happy owners that can do that.
Right, right. No, good point. So that gets us, what, over to D?
Over to D. And D, as you might imagine, stands for disaster, death, disability, all those things that might happen that create a sudden need to transition the business and the wealth of the business. And this really is where we come into taking care of the people that you might leave behind, your family, your employees, your vendors, your bankers. You need to really, so plan D involves the horrible what if scenario.
Yeah, and this is the one that nobody really likes to think about or talk about. It's kind of human nature. So I imagine these discussions can be kind of clunky to get into sometimes.
They are clunky to get into. Nobody wants to talk about this. CPAs and attorneys will tend to say, you need to do something about this and kind of dance around the subject. Oftentimes, there will be a need for insurance of some kind, disability or life insurance, and a plan. Who's in charge? Who can take over the business? What do you want to happen? I call it kind of this disaster plan, because you only pull this plan out in the event of a disaster, and then it's very important. The irony of this plan is it's one of the easiest to put together because there usually is a funding methodology if you use insurance, but it has to be properly placed. For a lot of people, they say, well, I'll just buy on a policy and my wife will get the policy. Well, the problem is, your wife might get the money, but if she doesn't transfer her ownership, then she's responsible for dealing with the business and liquidating and winding it down. And most spouses don't really want to be in that part of the business. They'd right. rather just get bought out and be clear of all of those tough decisions.
Get it. Yeah, no, I know there's a very deep conversation to have there. So that then we roll into number five or E. What do we got there?
E stands for employees. And, you know, there's a good saying out there, your best assets go home every night. And for the business owner, they need to make sure that they come back the next day. They need to make sure in this tight job market that we're facing and even tighter that we're moving into, your key employees are a valuable asset, not only for you, but they're a valuable asset for your competitors who may be looking for that expertise in their business so they can achieve their goals. Remember, we have a lot of people in this baby boomer generation moving towards the exit, all in the same lockstep, and they're all looking for a lot of the same things. So having a plan in place that motivates the employee to do more and rewards them for that, what I call a stake in the outcome. And you can do that by giving them things like phantom stock that basically says, look, we'll treat you as if you're an owner, but we're not going to give you real stock. We're going to give you something that acts like stock and feels like stock financially. You'll participate in the growth of the company from now on. And at the time you either leave the company or we sell the company, you'll be rewarded at that point. However, if you leave in the next few years, let's say the next 5 to 10 years, you're going to be walking away from some or all of the balance of that plan. And there's your retention mode in there. So these are plans to retain, reward, and even more importantly, I've had a lot of owners say, I really need a plan to recruit somebody over here. I need to give them more than the 401k and the salary and the bonus. I need to cut them in and treat them like an owner because they're going to be working hard. They're going to be working like owners.
Yeah.
So there you have it. You have your A plan, which is your alpha or your original plan, your B plan, which is your backup plan,
right.
Your C plan, which is your continuation plan. If things don't work out and you're going to be there, how's your life going to look? Your disaster plan and your employee plan, plans A, B, C, D, and E. And with that, we cover probably about 80% of the concerns that I hear from business owners these days in the various worlds of service, manufacturing. Again, doesn't matter so much what type of business it is. These are the main concerns I'm hearing these days.
Or even size of the business, Bill, does it really matter? I mean, you're not just talking about you got to have, you know, massive amounts of employees. I mean, it can be small business owners, too, that these really kind of, you know, come into play.
Yeah, for some business owners, they have to realize that maybe there isn't going to be a market for their business because it's so specialized. Let's say if you're a doctor or a surgeon, for instance, you know, and you're a CPA and you're a lone ranger, you're probably going to be winding down that business because it was all about you. If you don't start making some, you know, you can join a bigger group, you can join a bigger doctor group or create a business that's sustainable. But even if you don't, you need to realize, you know, maybe in my situation, the best thing I can do is just start funding my retirement heavily now so that when I wind down, I can liquidate, close the doors, and not have to worry about an unrealistic sale of a business that was all about me.
Great, Bill. Really great stuff. Everybody who's listening, thanks so much for joining, and we'll see you next time. Thanks again, Bill.
A pleasure, Paul. Thank you.
Right. Yeah.